Well, it's launched the careers of the likes of Tim Winton and Kate Grenville. Now, this year's winner of the prestigious Vogel Literary Award for unpublished manuscripts has gone to an English teacher by the name of Maria Perisic. Maria's book, The Lost Pages, is a fictional memoir with Franz Kafka as a central character, written from the perspective of the German writer's friend and literary executor, Max Brod. The novel is set in Prague in the early 20th century and was inspired by a legal battle back in 2012 involving two elderly Israeli sisters who had inherited some of Kafka's unpublished papers and the German Literary Archive, which had disputed their ownership. The author and the winner of the Vogel Prize, Maria Perisic, joins us now. Congratulations, Maria.
Thank you so much, Fran.
And welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
I read that when you were younger, you weren't very much a fan of Kafka, weren't impressed by Kafka at all. So that makes it an unusual choice for the central character of your first novel.
Yes, well, I wasn't a huge fan of Kafka. I'd read a couple of his stories, but he wasn't one of my favourite writers. But I became very interested in him when I started to research more into who he really was. And now I think I definitely am a Kafka fan.
Yeah, this is your first novel.
It is. You teach.
Did you always want to write a novel?
Always. It was my life's dream.
And so why did you decide to focus on this, on Franz Kafka, and this story as the central theme for your novel?
I started working on this novel in 2012, and the reason I started was the situation you mentioned with the court case surrounding the manuscripts. I read this story in the New York Times about that, and it just intrigued me so much. It seemed such an absurd story. It was just like something out of Kafka. Out of one of Kafka's stories. And so it's centered around these papers which Max Brod, who is Kafka's friend and literary executor, had taken with him when he fled Prague to go to Palestine at the beginning of the Second World War. And no one knew what was in these papers. And this court case involved the two sisters that you mentioned who they currently had possession of the papers, and they just had them in their flat in Tel Aviv, where they lived with between 40 and 100 cats. So people were quite worried about these papers. And then a German Literary Archive and the Israeli National Library were all fighting about these papers, but nobody really knew what was in them. And I started to ask myself, I wondered what is in them. And my memoir...
Hence the title, The Lost Pages.
Exactly.
So in your version of history, what was in The Lost Pages? What's the story that you created? Because this is a fictional memoir.
It's a fictional memoir, and it tells about the time when Max's fame is threatened by Kafka's emerging greatness. And it's a story about the rivalry between the two men in literature and in love.
And this is imagination, because it didn't happen that way. I mean, as we know, well, you tell me the relationship between Max and Franz.
It's true that the two men were friends, and Max was very much a mentor of Kafka's and coached him and worked with him on his work and really brought his work out into the open. So part of the story, it is based on fact, but I have used my imagination. I don't want to give too much away with parts of their relationship.
You're the second person that said that to me today. I don't want to give too much away. So poor listeners, I apologise. What struck me in the judges' notes after giving you the award is that a lot of the judges were impressed by your recreation of that period. So we're talking early 20th century in Prague, opens in 1908, and they were impressed by the descriptions you gave. How did you do that? Have you spent much time in Prague now, and how did you recreate that period back there? How much research went into this for you? How important a part of that was that?
I did a lot of research for this book. I did travel to Prague, and when I was over there, I was able to really get a sense of the city firsthand. Before I wrote the draft, I did a lot of research online. Luckily for me, I can speak German, so I was able to read a lot of the original documents from that time, which were all in German, newspapers, travel guides, advertisements.
So you did all of that to try and get the details of the time right.
Yeah, and I just wanted to really get a sense of the place.
And how did the travel guides help? I was interested when I read that.
The travel guides were really useful because it just gave a really interesting snapshot into just aspects of daily life, how long it takes to travel from place to place, what things cost, daily schedules, sort of everyday details that are quite hard to find in other places.
You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 9. Our guest is Maria Perisic. She's the winner of this year's very prestigious Vogel Literary Award for her book, The Lost Pages. You speak German, as you say. You read German. Did you actually get to read any of the lost pages, any of the pages in that box of things that those two women had?
Unfortunately not. They have since been made available partly. They will in time all be made available online, and I do look forward very much to reading them hopefully one day.
Would it have been helpful for you to have those two reference in the book?
Actually, I'm quite glad I didn't, because then I could let my imagination run free a bit. I think I would have felt a bit restricted had I seen the real, what really was in there.
As we've said, this is your first novel. You knew you wanted to write a novel. What's your process for writing, and how did you work that out, and was it a very private process?
It was a very private process. I didn't really tell very many people that I was working on it, just some of my friends and my partner. And I was working full-time as an English language teacher at the time, so I just set myself a daily quota. I got up very early in the morning and I had not much social life for a little while. And
so you wrote, what, several thousand words a day?
I had a quota of 1,000 words a day, which I had to meet no matter what.
And how many of those words then got rejected later?
Oh, lots. I try not to think about that too much, actually.
Yeah, it's quite a thing, isn't it? Or would you rush to write another? Are you keen to write another?
Absolutely. I had such fun writing this book. It was so enjoyable, and I can't wait to do the next one.
Will this prize help? You get a $20,000 prize money, which is fabulous. You also get this book published, of course. Mm. How much is that going to help in your dream of being a novelist?
A huge amount. And the other thing that this award has given me is just the recognition and the I feel like I'm allowed to think of myself as an author now.
Credibility.
Credibility is such a huge gift.
Well, when you're in the company of Tim Winton, Kate Grenville, I mean, how does that feel?
Absolutely fantastic. It's my dream come true.
Maria, well done and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Maria Perisic is a winner of this year's Australian Vogel Literary Awards for her book, The Lost Pages, which is published now, I think, isn't it?
It's out now.
It's out now. Published by
Alan Unwin.
Maria, thank you.